Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 16th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in an accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, I send you to where you're going to get compensated like you deserve. Let Anajar and Levine put their skills to work for you. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. So glad to have you here with us. We got a big sports day today. We got the NBA playing Western Conference style tonight. I do think it's a little weird that it's all of the West tonight as opposed to both 7-8 games this evening. That's a little odd. So West tonight, East tomorrow, nonetheless. We got the Panthers in action tonight. Final regular season game number 82. And we do have something to play for. And of course, always a good opportunity to remind you, Bet Online. That's your number one source for all your summer sports. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available for all of your favorite teams. So easy to follow. Get the latest odds and lines, including latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get on the action. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts. All right, so I will start by telling you, last night, how about this? I was a man of my word. For the first time ever, 7:30 rolled around. I was up here in the Zaslow family master bedroom with my wife. We weren't doing anything fun. Don't worry about that. And it was 7:30. I said, you know what? I'm going to go on downstairs. I'm going to put on the WNBA draft. That's right. That's why last night was the perfect night for them to do it, because otherwise, I would never consider watching it. And, you know, I could see, I watched the start of it because, all right, I know a handful of the girls who are going to be selected at the very top. I'd like to see them talk to Caitlin Clark. I want to see the interview. I want to see the broadcast. I don't know. Maybe I pick up little tidbits here. We'll see what happens. I mean, for instance, I'm on ESPN Radio tonight with my homegirl Amber Wilson, 7 to 10 p.m. Amber and Ian, ESPN Radio. So I hope you guys watch. I probably got to give it a gander last night because it may come up in conversation tonight on ESPN Radio. I got to be well-rounded, all right? You know how we do. So I did. I watched like the first 30 minutes of the WNBA draft. Now I'll be honest. Then I was like, all right, thank God. Thank God Monday Night Raw is starting. I got to turn on something else. I got through like the first six picks, I think. Angel Reese hadn't been selected yet. So like I checked later on when she was, I think she went number 7. I checked later on, but you know, I saw Caitlin Clark, Cameron Brink. I think it's so cool, by the way. Cameron Brink, like they put the pictures of them when they're little kids. Cameron Brink and Steph Curry. They're like tight. Steph Curry's parents are Cameron Brink's godparents. The families are super tight growing up. And it's funny because there's the picture floating around where Steph Curry is holding Cameron Brink. He looks like he's probably like 8 years old. She's a baby. And then you got another picture where they're standing there together and she is so much taller than him. She is really tall. Like, really good looking girl. Really, really tall. That's cool. So I like seeing those pictures. But anyway, So I did. I was a man of my word. I watched some of that WNBA draft last night. But then, of course, Monday Night Raw started. Now, I'm not done with Monday Night Raw. I watched like half the show. Oh, what a show. They were in Montreal last night. Montreal, for those of you who aren't fluent in French. Now, I'm not fluent in French, but I used to live there when I was a little baby. I lived in Montreal. My family's from Montreal, all right? So I know a little bit, and we're an inclusive type show. I don't want anyone to feel like we're not including. We're an inclusive show. So when I use verbiage, when I use lingo like that, I'll always explain it to you. I want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay, so here's what we got coming up on the show today. Justin Termini, SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's going to join us. Number one Heat hater. Everybody knows that. Termini's going to join us. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll go over the big stories from the association this season. We'll talk play-in tonight. We'll do a little awards with him, maybe. We'll see what he's got going on. So we haven't spoken to Termini in a few months. We'll get Termini on the show. We're going to have some fun with him. The Panthers, though, I do want to mention this tonight before we get to NBA stuff. The Panthers tonight, they do have something to play for. So the Bruins last night, they lost at the Capitals 2-0. So going into the final games, the Bruins play. Bruins' final game is tonight. Panthers' final game is tonight, both at 7 p.m. Bruins are hosting Ottawa. Ottawa stinks. We saw that last week. The Panthers shut them out twice. The Panthers, they play their final game against Toronto tonight. Now, if the Panthers don't win the division, which is still a long shot, they're alive, but it's still a long shot. They're alive because Boston lost last night. But we need I think if Boston gets a point, they may have the head-to-head tiebreak. Now, the Panthers have more wins overall. They have more regulation wins. But head-to-head, I'm not sure what the season series is. Here's the thing. If the Bruins lose tonight and the Panthers win, the Panthers win the Atlantic Division. And they would face Tampa in the first round. If the Panthers do not win the Atlantic Division tonight, these Toronto Maple Leafs, we're playing game one, I believe this Saturday, the Panthers, home ice advantage, Toronto Maple Leafs to start the Eastern Conference quarterfinals in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So either way, it's very difficult. Even last year, think about last year with the Panthers. The Panthers took that ass in round two against the Maple Leafs in 1-5. They took that ass in the Eastern Conference Finals and swept that ass against Carolina. Those two series right there, the Panthers went 8-1. Matter of fact, if you go back to games 5, 6, and 7 against Boston, to win the Eastern Conference, the Panthers went 11-1 in that stretch. Think about that. Yet, it was still so hard to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. So you may look at it and say, wow, we got to open with either Toronto or Tampa. Man, that's hard. Yup, that's the way it goes. It's super hard to win in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But we're going to have a much clearer view of what's going on tonight. Now, let's take a look here at the NBA. Here's what we got tonight. You got the Western play-in. It is 7-8, Lakers at Pelicans at 7:30. Warriors at Kings, 10 o'clock. Now, Lakers-Pelicans, winner clinches the number 7 seed and plays the Denver Nuggets. The loser hosts the winner of Warriors-Kings on Friday to win the number 8 spot and play Oklahoma City. But all eyes are on what the Lakers are going to do. Now, Anthony Davis is questionable for tonight's game. Do the Lakers have the balls to actually punt this game tonight against New Orleans? The Lakers, they killed New Orleans during the regular season. They just crushed them two nights ago in New Orleans. If they win this game tonight, which they should, they then face a Denver team in the playoffs who they will not beat. But if the Lakers decide to have the balls to punt this game tonight, they would play a do-or-die game Friday at home against either the Kings or the Warriors for the right to face Oklahoma City, who I think they have a chance against. But it's a one-off game. If you lose that game, your season's over. So what do you do if you're the Lakers? I hate the idea of trying to lose games. I would like to believe that the Lakers will go out tonight and win this game and take their medicine and go up against the Denver Nuggets. But I could see LeBron. I could see the Lakers being super sneaky. Anthony Davis, he's hurt. He can't play. And they don't win this game tonight. Maybe they don't even try their hardest in this game tonight. Because LeBron knows. He knows they can't beat the Nuggets. Do they have the balls to not win this game tonight? You know what I'm saying when I say to not win this game. That means to throw the game tonight. Do they have the balls to do that? That's the big story going into tonight's game. All right, before we get to Termini, hey, it's Tuesday. You know what we do on Tuesdays. Let's get to Twitter Jam. So every Tuesday, we hit up Twitter Jam, which means we go with the biggest stories, what's trending. We get some thoughts from people. We see what everybody's saying about some of the bigger stories that interest us. So today's edition of Twitter Jam deals with the Miami Heat heading into the playoffs. All right, let's start things off here with Anthony Chang. He covers the Heat for the Miami Herald. He tweets out, NBA announces that if Heat wins Wednesday in Philly to get East number 7 seed, Heat's first round series versus Knicks will open Saturday in New York. If Heat loses to 76ers and wins Friday against Bulls or Hawks, Heat opens playoffs on Sunday versus Celtics in Boston. All right. Evan Cohen. Oh, that's our guy. ESPN Radio on Sportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday Eastern Time. One of my colleagues, Evan, says, are we 100% sure that Wednesday will be the only time the Heat and Sixers play in the playoffs? Just saying. All right, so Heat thinks, let's say the Sixers win here. They get number 2, Heat number 8. Heat beat the Celtics. Sixers beat the Knicks. Now, they wouldn't be able to play again until the Eastern Finals. But I see what you're doing there, Evan. I see you. All right, Emo Jimmy, he's a big Heat fan. All right, there you go. Shout out to you. He tweets out here, Jimmy Butler lists the 3 things it takes to win a championship. 1, play your best basketball at the right time. 2, have to be healthy. 3, lucky. And here's the clip he attaches.
There's like three things that you gotta have in order to win a championship. You gotta be playing your best basketball at the right time. You gotta be healthy. And you gotta be lucky. That's just the way that it is. So can't nobody tell right now today who gonna have all three of those things. So knock on wood, where the wood at?
Knock, knock, knock.
You don't know what player is gonna be healthy. And I want everybody to be healthy. But is Denver the same team if Jokic not healthy? Is Boston the same team if Jalen or Jason not healthy? Are we the same team if I'm not healthy, Bam not? You can go down the line. So there's a lot of things that gotta fall in the right place for individuals to win a championship.
All right, this next tweet is from NBA Central, an NBA news aggregate. And this is from Slam Online's feature on Jimmy Butler. Quote, "It's the time where people really got to think about going up against the Miami Heat and myself. I know what I'm capable of. I know what my squad is capable of. And nobody wants to see us." Slam Online. Excuse me. They then tweet out, "Don't go forgetting about Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. You've been warned." And they attach this clip.
I'm just like everybody else. Like, don't be fooled. Don't get confused because you see me on TV or a commercial or, I don't know, a billboard or something. I do a lot of the same stuff y'all do. I'm probably just better at it than all y'all. But, you know, I can't help that. It's a time where people really got to think about going up against the Miami Heat and myself. Like, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my squad is capable of. And don't nobody want to see us in a seven-game series anyways. We know that.
All right, this next tweet here is from Luther Campbell, Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, Miami legend. Everybody knows that. He tweets out here, 12 of the last 15 years, the Miami Heat has went to the NBA Finals. Put some respect on our name. All right. I don't even know what to do with that. 12 of the last 15 years, they've been in the NBA Finals? No, they haven't. They've only been to the Finals 7 times. Not only, that's a lot. They've been in the Finals a total of 7 times in their franchise's history, dating back to 18 years ago. So, been in the Finals 12 of the last 15 years. No, that's not true. I don't know what you're talking about, Uncle Luke. All right. Hoop Central. They tweet out, Jimmy Butler posted this on his IG story. The Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers matchup is going to be must-see TV. And it's a picture. Jimmy put this on his IG story. It's a picture of Jimmy. And the caption says, Tobias Harris over me. Everybody remembers that. Tobias Harris over me? That was when the Heat beat the Sixers in the playoffs a couple years ago. And finally, one more for you here. Philly Sixers, they tweet out Sixer News, and they tweet out, the Heat haven't been good in the regular season in at least a few years, but that hasn't stopped many from worrying about the Sixers losing to them in the play-in. The Heat were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference 2 years ago. So they haven't been any good in the regular season in a few years. They were number one. They were the number one seed in 2022. What are you talking about? Let's make stuff up. And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. Now, of course, we're talking about making stuff up out there in Philly. You know what we never make up? And that's all of the great deals that you could find right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0, the spring sales season, it is in full bloom with incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. That's right. Right now, we're talking used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, plus an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory. You're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, make zero security deposit, plus right now, get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. That's right. So easy to find North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Check out their full inventory right now when you go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. House, you're going to enjoy the play-in tournament tonight. You pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedanos, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. And joining us now is our pal, SiriusXM NBA Radio, every afternoon, alongside Eddie Johnson, Justin Termini. Termini, how you doing? Are you ready for the play-in tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Johnny Cubas, I think that's what Eddie drinks, about five or six of them prior to the show every day, just to, you know, get a little good feeling going. But he might go a little too far because a lot of the stuff he says is really stupid on the program. So I wait till after the show to throw down my Johnny Cuba.
How did you experience the final day Sunday? And specifically the Knicks game against Chicago, I thought was the most fascinating part of the final day of the regular season, because you got the Bucks, who definitely tried to lose. Doc Rivers is scared to death of the idea of playing Philadelphia in the first round. They tried to lose, and then they had to sit back and watch New York. And New York's MO is like, look, we try to win every game. So now they decided having home court in the second round is more important than avoiding Philadelphia or Miami in the first round. What did you make of that whole situation?
Well, that's the problem we have in the sport right now, is you need to reward winning and reward teams that go out there and try. And I think it's BS in both conferences. So Denver now might align with the Lakers here in the first round. That's what it's looking like after Denver busted their rear end all season long. And that Lakers are certainly not the first team they would pick to face, right? Same thing on the final day here in the Eastern Conference. It's like the Knicks go out of their way to try and win. They get rewarded with potentially the Heat or the 76ers, who I think are very dangerous at the back end. Whereas, okay, Milwaukee doesn't try. And again, they've had issues with Indiana all season long. But Indiana, I'd still much rather face than either the Sixers or the Heat. And it's the same thing with, like, Cleveland gets the Orlando Magic because they threw the fourth quarter of that game the other day instead of maybe lining up with the Heat or the Sixers, which the Knicks, who actually tried and sold the product and did what the NBA wanted, worked hard all season long, and the Knicks might get screwed. Celtics at the top of the Eastern Conference. Hey, your reward for actually taking the regular season seriously and selling the sport as we want teams to do is to face the Sixers and the reigning MVP, potentially, who've won eight consecutive games, or the Miami Heat, who historically you've had issues with. I think at the top, and I've been saying this for a while, as have some others, if you finish with the best record or the second best record, you can pick your first-round opponent.
Well, and that's interesting. I've heard that idea floated around. We're also dealing with potentially a really strange scenario tonight, because if someone were to say to me, Zaslow, do you think that the Lakers are going to win tonight at the Pelicans? My answer is I have no idea, because there seems to be a real possibility that the Lakers may try not to win this game so that they would drop to potentially, I mean, it'd be a do or die game on Friday, but then eighth, so they would face Oklahoma City. So it's like they have a New Orleans team tonight who they own.
Yeah.
But that would give them Denver, who they will not beat. Or they could play a do or die game on Friday, and if they win that, they would face an OKC team that I think a lot of us think they would have a chance against.
I think they would beat Oklahoma City, but I also think they'd be insane to throw the game here tonight. And if they do something like that, they better make sure that it doesn't become public, because think about that. Like, the Lakers aren't the Charlotte Hornets. They're a proud organization. And you're going to tell me that the Lakers are going to lose on purpose and then get eliminated in the final game after everybody knows that they lost on purpose? What a black eye that would be for the Los Angeles Lakers. What a smudge that would be on the resume of LeBron James, who needs to protect that as well. I mean, even if they won, you would still have people saying, oh, well, LeBron's afraid of Jokic. LeBron's afraid to face Denver. So I think they got to be very careful on that front. And here's the other aspect of this, which, because I've heard this conversation and everybody's bringing up the points that I just brought up. What people aren't talking about, though, is the potential that, you know, LeBron, you're talking about, I forgot what the hell I was going to say. Maybe I had the Johnny Cuba prior to the show. I forgot where the hell I was going. But here it is. You want to know where you stand if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, right? So, like, let's say they lose on purpose tonight. Then they beat Oklahoma City in the first round. Do they learn anything about themselves long term? But no, if they lose in the first round to Denver and they get smoked, it's like, hey, we need to completely reboot our organization. So I think it's important that they test themselves early. Plus, would you rather face Aslo Denver early or Denver late? I'd rather do it early when LeBron's still got the fresh legs, when he's got like four nights off. If they win today, he can rest. And then there's a lot of days in between the games in the first round, whereas that's not later in the postseason. So if I was the Lakers, I would win tonight and see where the chips may fall.
Good point. How would you sum up this NBA season? If some random person who wasn't following the NBA this year, they saw Justin Termini walking on the other side of the street. They said, yo, that's Justin Termini from SiriusXM NBA Radio. I'm going to ask him about the season. Yo, Termini, was this a good season or not? How would you describe it?
Well, I think the NBA killed it on two of the three things that they wanted to do. I thought the in-season tournament, and I was reticent to throw my support behind that. I think they nailed that. And the 65 games limit for these awards, I also think was a good thing, because if you look up and down the lineups, a lot of these stars actually did play compared to the last couple of years. The one thing where they failed was the All-Star game, right? So, and I don't really necessarily care about the All-Star game anyway, even if they were to rectify that. It's not something I would still have interest in. But the NBA had three goals here at the beginning of the season. I thought that they nailed two of them. One of them, they still came up and failed. And again, that's the one I would have cared the least about anyway. And then in regards to the style of play, like, I really loved the way that we finished out the season with allowing a little bit more physicality and making it harder to score. Because I think, just like with the home runs there in the late 90s, like, that drew in the average fan. But the hardcore fan didn't necessarily love McGuire and Sosa going back and forth, just because, at least in my opinion, I knew that they were on drugs. And with this, like, I don't love all these like 70 point games or these Hawks Pacers games where everybody's scoring 170 points. Like, I prefer like a little bit of old school basketball. It doesn't need to be full blown 90s, but a happy medium. And I think we found that here the last couple of weeks of the season. So I'm really happy with that as well.
How many years away are we from Wembanyama being a serious MVP candidate?
I mean, maybe two. You know, I think that second half of the season, you could have made the argument, if he played the whole year like that, that he's defensive player of the year, that he's an all-NBA guy. And I think by next year, he's all-NBA. After that, you make the argument that he's the best player in the sport, perhaps by year three. But a lot of it, I think, is going to be relying on what the San Antonio front office does, because they get credit for all this stuff here throughout the course of history. Okay, but a lot of it was the result of tanking. They get David Robinson number one overall. They get Tim Duncan number one overall. Then they made smart moves, Manu Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, etc. But they've done nothing in the last 5 years outside of make a decent DeJounte Murray trade and a horrific Derek White trade. And then this past summer, they said, all right, we got lucky with Wembanyama. Then they did nothing to try and help him. Like, I remember last year, everybody's like, well, Houston's the last place they want to go. It's run like a rec league. And I thought that at the time. I was one of the people saying it. Imagine if he was in Houston right now. It would be a perfect situation. So I think there's a lot of pressure here on Popovich and the front office in San Antonio to say, all right, we're not going to tank again, even though next year's draft is awesome. We got to go out there and get, at the very least, this guy a point guard who can put him in the position to succeed. But a ton of pressure, I think, on San Antonio to now make sure that they're helping to facilitate this guy's greatness.
I think the wildest part of the Wembanyama stuff is, this is the worst version of him we're going to see for the next, I don't know, 15 years, you know, save for the year he eventually decides to retire down the road. This is literally the worst version of him we're going to see.
I agree. And he lived up to the hype because, like, I always compare him to the guys that I think are the seven best players in the history of the sport, which is Wilt, Russell, Kareem, Magic Bird, LeBron, and Jordan. And you could put his numbers up this year. And granted, it's a little bit easier to score today than it was in some past eras. But you put up his numbers compared to everybody else. And he is either on their level or in some cases blowing them away. The one area where he lacks is the wins. Like, everybody else was far more successful. And some of that's because certain guys got drafted into really good spots. I mean, Bird's drafted and then immediately plays with Parrish and McHale. Same thing with Magic. He gets drafted. All right, he's playing with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But, you know, you have to make a push here for San Antonio to get this guy some pieces because every other box he checks, it's just not the supporting cast.
So we already spoke about the Lakers and Pelicans tonight. We're all rooting for the Warriors this evening, right? Like, we want to either get the Warriors in the postseason or a potential Warriors-Lakers game on Friday night, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like the fresh blood, so I would say, like, ultimately, like, I'd like to see the Pelicans win tonight and then, you know, make a little bit of a run here. In regards to setting up the best possible play-in game, yeah, it's Steph against LeBron. I think everybody wants that. I was a little disappointed that the Pelicans didn't win the other day, final day of the regular season, so we could have got Durant thrown into the mix there as well. That would have been absolutely awesome. But yes, I would love to see, I think everybody would, Warriors-Lakers here for that final spot. So I think, yeah, you got to be a Pelicans fan tonight.
The ramifications of this first round in the Western Conference are pretty wild because you look at the two series that we know are set right now, either Minnesota or Phoenix are not going to win a series. And either the Clippers, Kawhi, the Mavericks, Luka Doncic are not going to win a playoff series.
I think you can make that argument across the board for both conferences for the series that are set, right? I could see the Pacers beating Milwaukee because there's no Giannis. Yeah, so do I. Like, I would pick that. Cleveland, you know, are they going to be able to score on that defense in Orlando? I understand they're young, but Donovan Mitchell hasn't looked the same the last couple of weeks. And you can, like, they're upping Isaac's minutes. If you've noticed the last two games where he's played like 30 minutes a game. So if they stick Isaac on like Darius Garland and Jalen Suggs on Donovan Mitchell, where the heck is Cleveland going to score? So I think you can make the argument that the Magic can upset the Cavs as the lower seed. The Pacers can do that to the Bucks, and as you mentioned, in the Western Conference, not only do I think that Dallas is going to win, or can they win? I think they are going to win, and then the Suns are 3-0 against the Timberwolves. So all four series that are set, you could very easily see the lower seed win each and every one of them.
So you think the Timberwolves are going to be done in the first round?
I mean, potentially. I don't really have much confidence in the Suns outside of the fact that Bradley Beal has finally turned it on. And now you got Karl Anthony Towns, who just came back. He's a guy that's always had issues in the postseason. And they're 0-3 against him this year. So I could see that happening for sure.
Sorry to break up the conversation here, guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep going back. I keep going back. I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there, and I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida. God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It can make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to.
All right, let's talk about the main event. Of course, that's the Miami Heat. So the Heat and the Sixers tomorrow night. A ton of juice to it, all right? You got Jimmy Butler, back in Philadelphia. Jimmy, having played there, what, 5 years ago we're talking about. You got Embiid, the reigning MVP from last year. He's back rested. How healthy is, we don't know. What do you expect to happen on Wednesday night? And can either one of those teams give Boston a major run?
I would say that Philadelphia has got the better opportunity to give Boston a little bit of a scare just because they're the unknown. So I would have thought if New York was fully healthy, that would have been the second best team in the Eastern Conference. As a result of them not being healthy, I'm going to say Philadelphia just because it's unknown, right? Every other team is known. Like, hey, the Magic, as we just mentioned, are young and they can't score. The Knicks are banged up with Julius Randle. The Cavaliers are heading in the wrong direction. Plus Donovan Mitchell's got 1 foot out the door. The Bucks have been a mess. No Giannis. The one unknown is kind of Philadelphia. So if Embiid's like fully healthy and Embiid's putting up the numbers from earlier this year, maybe he's fresher because he didn't play a full season. I think that's the most dangerous team. Plus Maxey's emergence. They've won 8 consecutive games. So I think like if Boston had a pick, hey, this is the team we don't want to face. I would say that they'd want to face the Heat before they'd want to face Philadelphia.
The Knicks, incredible season they've had. Number 2 overall, Jalen Brunson, the whole deal. Why doesn't Jalen Brunson get more talk about MVP, you think?
Well, I mean, he's getting it from me. I put him 4th on my ballot. So I just submitted my ballot probably about an hour ago.
Oh, so let's hear it. Give it to me.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. So this is the first place I'm going with it if we get the podcast up there quick enough before I hit the air at 4 o'clock Eastern time. So I went with Jokic number 1, Luka number 2, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander number 3. I don't know if you know my history with JJ Redick. Typically, I don't agree with JJ. I've had some battles with him over like the Bob Cousy stuff and some of his comments in regards to older players. I saw his MVP ballot. Mine's basically the same. So it's those 3 at the top. Then I have Jalen Brunson 4. I have Tatum 5. I think he reversed Tatum and Brunson. And I have no Giannis on the ballot. And I might sound like a bit of a hypocrite's ass because like 3 weeks ago when that straw poll came out by Tim Bontemps on ESPN, there were like 6 or 7 people that didn't vote for Giannis. And I said, how can you not have Giannis on your ballot? Like, how could you? He's one of the 4 guys that needs to be on the ballot along with Jokic, Luka, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So I was going off about that. And then as I started to really think about it over the next couple of weeks, I said, all right, well, how am I going to put Giannis Antetokounmpo ahead of Tatum when they were supposed to have the same team at the beginning of the year, right? They're both like some people pick the Bucks, some people pick the Celtics. And not only did the Celtics finish with a better record, they finished 14, 15 games ahead of them. If there's that drastic of a difference, I got to look somewhere for that. And I got to reward the guy who sacrificed his numbers a little bit. It can't all be about numbers. And I think Giannis has to be held accountable for how messy things got off the court there and some of the personnel and coaching stuff, just as we held LeBron accountable when he's bringing in Russell Westbrook, et cetera. And then with Jalen Brunson, with far more injuries surrounding him, has a better seed than the Milwaukee Bucks. I got to reward that as well. So I went Brunson and Tatum ahead of Giannis. I understand maybe that's not going to be a popular opinion. Redick is at least one other guy who's gone public saying the same thing, and that's where I sit.
Did you get to vote for every award? Did you have a ballot for everything?
Yes, I did.
All right, let's do it here. Defensive player of the year, who'd you go with?
I went with Rudy Gobert. Wembanyama is still a couple of years away. Second half of the year, we had like Brian Windhorst on a couple of days ago, and I agree with what he said. If we just did it based off like the last like month of the season, then Wembanyama is probably getting it. But this is the last time that Rudy Gobert will get it because Wembanyama is coming. That's now 4 times for Gobert. I've actually voted for him 5 times. Best defender on the best defensive team. He gets the nod.
Where did you have Bam?
I had Bam 2nd team All-NBA defense. And the reason I did that, he would have been 1st team. So he's a top 5 defender. Reason I have him 2nd team is because I'm still voting by positions. I hate this idea that the NBA is going positionless. So I think he's one of the 5 best defenders. But I went with my top 3 guys in Defensive Player of the Year voting, which was Gobert, Wemby, and Anthony Davis. And then also on the 1st team, I had Suggs, Jalen Suggs there from Orlando. And then Alex Caruso. Again, I think Bam is a better defender than those 2 guys, but I'm going by position. So he got bumped down to the 2nd team.
Who got your Coach of the Year vote?
Coach of the Year went to Dagnall. And he might win it, getting every vote like Mike Brown did last year. So that was the most difficult one I feel like that I had to vote on outside of like all NBA. And the reason is I went with Dagnall 1. You get 3 spots there on your ballot. You get five for MVP. You get three for Coach of the Year. Dagnall, I mean, you win the conference with the youngest team ever in the Western Conference. Got to be him. I went with Thibodeau second because Thibodeau doing what he did with all the injuries, finishing second. And then I went with Joe Mazzulla third. It's a different award, regular season, postseason. I think Mazzulla's under a ton of pressure in the postseason. I do not have much confidence in Joe Mazzulla in that type of spot, but let's be frank. You're going to win 64 games. You're going to have one of the five best scoring differentials of all time. You have to give a guy a nod for that. So he got the slight edge for the final spot on my ballot over Jamal Mosley there in Orlando.
All right, top five, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in order because I'm putting you on the spot here. Top five player slash coach under the most pressure this postseason. Again, top five does not have to be in order.
So I'll throw like almost the Celtics as a whole into the group. So they're definitely on the list, if not at the top. Like I would say team-wise, Boston's under the most pressure. I guess you feel bad putting a little pressure on Embiid, right? Because he's just coming back from the injury. But at some point, he's got to do something. Like it's ultimately like at the end, he's good enough, I guess, to sign up for Team USA this year, as we just found out yesterday, even though he's got a history of being injured. So you can't like next year come back.
Even though he's from Cameroon. How about even though he's from Cameroon?
Yeah, but even that's one point. And then I hate the idea of these older guys, especially with injury issues, going to play for Team USA, especially somebody that's not accomplished anything yet, because he's got to maintain his health for next year. I don't want to hear come postseason time, well, I'm fatigued. It's been a long year. Well, you didn't have to play for Team USA. In the Olympics. So I think he's under a ton of pressure. I would say that, you know, everybody in Milwaukee, Damian Lillard, all right, you're a top 75 player. You wanted out of Portland. You finally got a situation where you can win. So do it, like perform in the postseason, because I thought he was brutal in the regular season. And when Giannis got hurt a couple of years ago, Chris Middleton beat the Hawks twice in the conference finals without him, if you recall, right? Like, hey, no Giannis. I'll take get on my shoulders, guys. Got him to the NBA Finals. Giannis comes back. They win. Damian Lillard can't win two games against the Pacers here in the first like three games. Let Giannis rest a little. Like, so I think he's under some pressure, as is Doc Rivers, clearly. Then I'll say, how about Kevin Durant? Like, Durant leaves Golden State, and, you know, he's supposed to be Steph Curry, supposed to be LeBron James. He's supposed to be one of the top 10 to 12 players of all time. Golden State goes on to win a championship after he leaves, but he's joined all these super teams. You're going to tell me you can't get out of it? Like, and he hasn't been out of the second round since he left Golden State. I'm not asking to win a championship, but how about definitely getting to the second round and then getting out of the second round for once, look, especially because you're playing with Booker.
My main thing with Durant, outside of his time with the Warriors, Durant's been in this league for like 13, 14 years. He's been to the NBA Finals one time. Obviously didn't win it. One time. Unless he was playing with the greatest regular season team of all time and Steph Curry, who is one of the greatest players of all time, Durant has taken his team to the finals one time. Is that good enough?
No, 100%, especially to the guys he's compared to. And again, like my argument was always, we don't need to relitigate this, but you could have taken any other all-time great. You could have taken like any top, like, for example, like Jaylen Brown's not an all-time great. He's a borderline all-NBA guy. If you put Jaylen Brown in place of Kevin Durant, they were still winning the championship. They might not have won, you know, 67, 68 games, ran through the postseason, only losing like one or two games the entire time, but they were still winning the championship. You took Jimmy Butler, you took Jason Tatum, you took Devin Booker, you stuck any of those guys on those teams. They're winning the championship. So it's, you know, it's Durant's got to do, and it's not like Durant's left there and not played with anybody. He's played with good teams. He got swept in the first round a couple of years ago where he shot like 38%. So playing with Kyrie Irving is supposed to be the most skilled point guard in the history of Western civilization. So yeah, there's some pressure on Durant.
Termini, I'll let you go with this. All right. If the Miami Heat make another run, and everybody knows you are top Heat hater. If the Miami Heat make another run, what are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to say it's horrible for the sport because I think it is bad for the sport. You got to take the regular season seriously. And if teams that don't take the regular season seriously, seventh, eighth seed, make a deep run, I think that other teams are going to say, all right, what the heck's the point of trying in the regular season? And I don't know, you answer this to me. Is it frustrating? Like, I feel like shouldn't it be enjoyable to, like, one of the reasons that I would say I love the Knicks and Celtics and watching them is every single night, you know, they're going out there and they're giving you a show. They say they care. Like, is it frustrating that you do, like, Philadelphia, hey, they're in seventh because Embiid got hurt. Miami's in eighth because Miami took a cavalier approach to the regular season. You got a star player who Pat Riley seems to have handed the keys to in Jimmy Butler, and Butler sets a tone as like, hey, this doesn't matter until we get to the play. Is it frustrating at all for you and Heat fan?
Yes, the part that's frustrating to me is when we talk about Heat culture, I feel like over these last couple of years, we've regressed to behaving like everybody else. You know, Heat culture used to be, we're above that. The main thing is the main thing. We take a business-like approach to every single game, and we take it super serious, by the way, like the New York Knicks have done this year.
Yeah.
So as far as all the Heat culture stuff, it bothers me because I feel like we're more now on the level of the way everybody else handles things, and I feel like we used to be above that. And the second part is, you know, listen, on the floor, it says Heat culture, toughest, meanest, nastiest, yeah, most disliked, most physical team in the NBA. And when we behave this way, where we're sitting guys, and we're not putting 4,000% effort, I feel like it's disrespectful to all of that came before this year's team. So that type of stuff matters to me. And so, yeah, I find that part frustrating.
Yeah. And so I'll add, because I actually only gave you four people under pressure or four, like, you know, examples like that. Jimmy Butler. And typically I wouldn't say that like an eighth seed has a guy that's under immense pressure, but if Butler's going to tell us he doesn't care about the regular season and he turns it on in the postseason and he's going to shoot commercials where he just did for, I think it was Hulu, we're saying like, this is when I go nuclear, mother bleepers. Like, all right, well then you can't go into the first round and lose in five or six games. You got to make another deep run. Like, you can't talk like that all year and then fail to back it up. So I would say Butler's another guy that's under some pressure here.
Termini, excellent job. Tell everybody how they can hear you on a daily basis. Go ahead.
They don't want to listen to me, so I'm going to pass on that. No, it's at Termini Radio. You can follow on social media, both Instagram and Twitter. And then you've got me 4 to 7 Eastern time with Eddie Johnson on NBA Radio, Sirius XM NBA Radio.
Great job, Termini. Enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy tonight's games. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Zaz. You too. Go Sixers!
In 3, 2, excellent job out of Termini. Terrible dismount at the end. I mean, fuck the Sixers. Everybody knows that. All right. But you know what is not terrible? Matter of fact, you know what's actually the best? All of our sponsors are amazing. You support the sponsors who support the show. And when I send you to Sheets and Giggles, when you go to SheetsGiggles.com, not only are you supporting one of our sponsors, you're supporting your own health. When you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're becoming one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on their sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Go to SheetsGiggles.com. You're never going to have to worry about where you're going to shop for your bed sheets. You place the order, and bam, lickety-split, it arrives at your door, and now you got the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets around. You're never going to shop anywhere else for your bed sheets. You're looking for the pillowcases, the blankets, a comforter, a eucalyptus pillow. How about a eucalyptus mattress? You know how comfortable these eucalyptus mattresses are? Now, you may be saying to yourself, Zaslo, a new mattress, I need one, but they're very expensive. Well, what if I told you that if this is your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, if you use promo code Zaslo, you'll get 20% off your first order. Think about that. What better time than now to treat yourself to a brand new eucalyptus mattress and you get 20% off. All you got to do is use promo code Zaslo when you check out. SheetsGiggles.com, the best sleep of your life. It's one click away. Promo code Zaslo, SheetsGiggles.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all of the big deals. Caneswear. Everybody knows that Caneswear has the largest inventory of Miami Hurricanes gear. We're talking shirts, shorts, hats, whatever you're looking for, Caneswear has got it. But not just Miami Hurricanes gear. Whoever your favorite South Florida sports team is, Heat, Dolphins, Panthers, Marlins, Inter Miami, you're looking for that new messy gear? Caneswear. 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. So easy to find them. They moved a few doors down, but it's the same location, same plaza, even bigger selection. And if you go to caneswear.com right now, Caneswear is celebrating their 14th anniversary. That means 14th anniversary sale. You're getting all the big deals. Save 14% on your entire order right now at caneswear.com. All teams, all items, or visit in person. Go check their store out in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Let's get to big deal or not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So first up here, how about yesterday on ESPN TV on First Take, Alan Hahn. He covers the Knicks, MSG Network, of course, ESPN New York, Bart and Hahn. Ric Flair. That's right, Ric Flair. He tweeted out yesterday, he does not like Alan Hahn. He does not like Alan Hahn when he talks about LeBron. Matter of fact, Ric Flair said he turns the television off when Alan Hahn is on First Take. Well, Alan Hahn, he's got to respond to Ric Flair.
Alan Hahn got called out by Ric Flair in what can only be described as the greatest get-up Mad Lib of all time. The legendary Ric Flair called out Alan Hahn for a take on LeBron James. He tweeted, "I'm sorry to report to you, Alan Hahn, that LeBron recorded another triple-double a year after you called him an old man, you stupid..." I'm not going to say it. "It's so embarrassing to have you report about sports. When I see you on Get Up or First Take, I turn the TV off. LeBron, triple-double, the Lakers march on. Woo!" So says Ric Flair. What do you say to that, Alan Hahn?
Well, it's funny because, first of all, you know, I was embarrassed when I saw this for him.
No, not for him.
Absolutely for him. First of all, I don't know wrestling that well. I called my friend Peter Rosenberg, and I just said, tell me what's going on with Ric Flair. And he said, "Look, this guy was so famous, so popular, that they said that you could have him in a broom in a match and people want to watch it."
Correct.
If this is where he is in his career, I'm putting my money on the broom.
No,
first
no.
and foremost. Second of all, speaking of brooms, when we had this take, the Lakers were getting swept by the Denver Nuggets. And oh, by the way, LeBron James talks about being old. No one talks about being old more than LeBron James. So give me a break with this. But I'll tell you what, I'll give him a chance. You want to debate this, you want to get into this part of the world, that's fine. Ric Flair, come on, my show today, Bart and Hahn, 12 to 3. You know the number. Bart Scott, you should have you back. He's got mine now.
No way.
You want to get into this game? You want this smoke? You call the show. We'll have it out.
No way. No way.
I'm going big deal. I mean, everybody knows to be the man, you got to beat the man. And Alan Hahn, he's laying out the challenge there for Ric Flair. Big deal or not a big deal? So yesterday on High Heat on MLB Network, we all know Christopher Mad Dog Russo. That's my guy. He hosts High Heat, and here he was asked about his experience at the Masters.
All right, best part about being at the Masters.
Not for a reliever. Go ahead.
What's the best part about being at the Masters, Mr. Rich Guy?
Oh, the Masters. No, don't give me the rich nonsense. Don't do that.
I'm going to give it to you right now.
So I walk out of one of these hospitality tents on Friday morning at 8:15 on the way to the 16th hole. So I walk out, Jeannie's with me. I get somebody screaming at me, "Mad Dog, get over here. Mad Dog, I want you to meet some people." So I look over and I walk over. You know what it is? I could not believe it.
No idea.
Trevor Manning.
Hoffman. Ah!
Peyton. Peyton Manning. I couldn't, it made my week. Peyton Manning.
I love him.
Wow.
I'm a Broncos fan. He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, he obviously is a member there.
I'm going big deal. Excellent name drop by Mad Dog right there. Big deal or not a big deal? Yesterday, Speak on FS1. The star of Speak, really the star of FS1, Joy Taylor, my former co-host. Everybody knows that. Here's Joy yesterday on Speak on whether or not she trusts the Lakers in this play-in.
But I do think I trust the Lakers the most. LeBron James is averaging a career high in three-point percentage this season. He's actually shooting a higher percentage than Steph Curry, which is crazy to think about when you think about what a shooter Steph Curry is. Anthony Davis has played the most games that he's ever played as a Laker this season. He's been healthy
in his career.
Not just a Laker.
Yeah.
Well,
ever.
All good things.
Yeah.
I know he had a back issue the other night, but it seems like that's going to be okay. They have a great record, a better record than the Warriors against playoff teams this year. They're 19-16 against playoff teams this year. I think there's a lot that you can feel confident about, but obviously I also don't like picking against LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And look, there's a lot of talent in the play-in, despite the fact that we are kind of, you know, poo-pooing it, but it's been serious the last few years. The play-in team does not necessarily mean you're not going to see them towards the end of the playoffs, the finals, or the Western Conference. Yep. So I like the Lakers. I think there are some things that they've improved on from last year. Obviously, it's not the exact same situation as it was last year to just copy and paste and say they're automatically going to be in the Western Conference Finals. I think the West is better this year, so I don't think it will be the same path, but there's a lot about the Lakers to be confident about and how they have finished the season as well.
I'm going big deal because if the Lakers, I don't know what they're going to wind up doing tonight, but if they get out of this play-in as the number 8 seed, I think they're going to give Oklahoma City a major, major run. Finally, one more. Big deal or not a big deal, Stephen A. Smith earlier today on First Take, he thinks that the Milwaukee Bucks could have a big problem.
Did you see what I said on NBA Countdown yesterday? I said that the Milwaukee losers, I said, I think you need to consider moving Dame up out of there.
It's he not, just got there.
Let me explain. I'm not talking about his game. He's not happy there. Now, he's got a lot of distractions, which are his business, and we wish him nothing but the
nothing
best.
But the best.
Nothing but the best. Because a lot of us would not be able to handle it as well as he's handling it. But nevertheless, whatever support system that you're looking for, and I'm sure they got love for him and they try to support him or whatever, but it's one of those situations where if you are not happy in a situation, albeit because of outside reasons.
Right. He wanted to go to Miami.
And I know he wanted to go to Miami, too. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. I mean, you got all of that going on. That's a lot to deal with. I'm not talking about his game because I believe in Dame.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Talking about what he has to go through and psychologically how that situation may not be ideal for him.
I'm going big deal. I think Stephen A. is spot on there. I think the Bucks are done in the first round. Giannis is not going to begin the series. They're hoping to get him back at some point. I think the Pacers are going to win the series. I think it's all going to come to a head in the offseason. And guess what? I think the Miami Heat will be back in play for Damian Lillard. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And of course, always brought to us by Caneswear. You get all the big deals right now. Go online to caneswear.com. All your Miami Hurricanes gear, but all of your favorite South Florida sports teams as well. 14% off right now. Take advantage of their 14th anniversary sale. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Yes. All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Make sure you listen tonight with my homegirl Amber Wilson, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Amber and Ian, I will be filling in. We're going to have a great time. We'd love to have you with us. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes, who, of course, helped put together a great show as always. I appreciate your hard work. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.